USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Law enforcement yesterday afternoon captured an illegal immigrant suspected of shooting five Texas neighbors to death and leading multiple agencies on a four-day manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national who immigration officials say had been deported from the United States four times since 2009. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul.
The tip for the suspect's location came in through the FBI's tip line, and we just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in the suspect's location.
Oropesa was captured under laundry in a closet in Cut and Shoot, Texas. That's about 17 miles west of the murder scene in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. Overseas, a teenage boy opened fire this morning in a school in central Belgrade, Serbia, causing death and injuries. Police received a call about the shooting in a primary school about 8:40 a.m. local time. The suspect, a seventh-grade student, was arrested after firing several shots from his father's gun at other students and the school guard. Serbian media have reported that the guard was killed in the shooting. Several television shows will be put on hiatus by the current Hollywood writer's strike.
Other productions like films could also be impacted depending on how long the strike lasts. The first impact is being felt by late-night talk shows that are written daily based on current events. The Late Night Show on CBS, Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC, The Tonight Show on NBC, Late Night on NBC, and Comedy Central's The Daily Show have all stopped production for now. Writers are demanding more equitable pay with the prevalence of streaming content. The last Writers Guild of America strike started in 2007, lasting 3 months. I'm Skip Kelly.
A court ruling in Montana will prohibit Representative Zoe Zephyr, a transgender lawmaker, from returning to the state floor. Zephyr threatened lawmakers claiming blood on their hands for opposing gender-changing surgeries for children. USA News.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's Tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Might be a good time to bring back Spuds McKenzie.
Bud Light is watching its sales continue to plummet after partnering with transgender social media star Dylan Mulvaney. The latest figures show a 21% drop in sales last week. One consultant says it shows that Bud Light's core customers are ditching the brand. I'm John Schaefer.
With over 22,000 illegal immigrants entering the USA in the last 72 hours, President Biden is gearing up to send soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border, with Title 42 expiring next Thursday. Caroline Levitt on Fox News is a former New Hampshire congressional candidate. She weighs in on the border crisis.
They have known about Title 42 expiring for 2 years. There has been no plan of action. Now we are 8 days away from that deadline. 3.2 million illegal immigrants over the past 18 months, 110,000 fentanyl overdoses in our country last year at the hands of Mexican drug cartels, Chinese fentanyl. Those deaths are on the hands of this administration. I believe they will pay for that in the next election cycle.
Militants in Gaza fired multiple rockets at Israel after the death of a Palestinian on hunger strike in Israeli custody is showing signs of escalation between the two sides. Israel's military said it struck targets in Gaza in response to the rocket attack. Airstrikes sparked another round of militant rockets launched towards Israeli cities. No deaths were immediately reported on either side. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.